Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I'm so honored to have this opportunity once again to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. Last week, I gave you some background information, and for the new listeners, I'm going to repeat the information, and I will just repeat it for each show. Currently, I teach psychology at several colleges, and I have a private counseling practice, and I am a Reiki certified master and an energy medicine practitioner. In addition to that, I'm a certified metaphysician, aromatherapist, and author in the greater Atlanta area. And I'm going to restate my purpose for developing the show. I wanted to have a show that would provide a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, and holistic nutrition. In addition to those topics, I wanted to have a show that talked about divine relationships, because as I stated last week, there are a lot of people who are having some concerns about their relationships. And in future shows, we're going to delve into that very, very deeply. And I also wanted to have a show to talk about the law of attraction. And I think quite a few people in the listening audience probably have heard of the DVD, The Secret. So I'm going to explore that topic in depth in a future show as well. And Higher Consciousness will also talk about divine prosperity and universal laws. For future shows, beginning with next week, I will have guests who will cover some of these topics plus more. Higher Consciousness is a 60-minute show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. And as I stated last week, the only ground rule for this show is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. By doing so, this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So without further delay, tonight's topic is I am that I am. If you want to join in the discussion, please call 1-818-572-8023. And press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. And for those of you who want to use the internet, type in http://tobt.com/s/390-4811. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion, and only one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And the purpose for this show, too, is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, I wanted this show to be dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week, we discussed who are you? And we had two callers. One spoke on the air. And after the show, I found out that we had 13 listeners who listened via their computers. And I just recently checked. We had 941 people who have downloaded last week's show. And I really, really, really thank each and every one of you. And I thank the new listeners as well. I'm so very, very thankful to each and every one of you. My dear friend Sherry Tucker Brown called in from Boyne, Massachusetts, which is part of Cape Cod, and was my special guest for my introductory show. Thank you again, Sherry, for your invaluable support. Now, like I said before, tonight's topic is I Am That I Am. And for those of you who really connect with Joel Osteen, he has a series entitled I Am. And for those of you who watched her life class last night, Pastor Joel Osteen gave a brief introductory comment regarding this concept. He didn't go into a lot of details as he did on his CD series, because I have a CD series, which is very, 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 very good. And this is one topic that I was introduced to over 20 years ago while living in Boston and practicing metaphysics. So for me, the topic I Am That I Am, which is now a very popular concept, is one that I was familiar with for a number of years. I Am That I Am is another name for God or Universal Source or Allah or Jehovah, whatever name you want to use to acknowledge the Supreme Being. It is a very, very powerful phrase, because everything that follows that phrase, and especially in its abbreviated form of I am, will become your reality. So if you say I am sick, you're using part of the name of the Universal One or the part of the name of God. So whatever you use behind those two words, you're commanding that to happen within your body. And I think a lot of people really, really don't realize how serious and how important that is, because we haven't been taught that. So what Oprah did last night with Joel Osteen is they explored this topic to some degree. And she said that she had an aha moment when she listened to his I Am series, because it finally dawned on her that whenever she did use the words I am, and whatever followed those words became true for her in her life. So words do matter. Words are very, very, very important. You know, the old little nursery rhyme that we used to say is not true. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me. That is definitely not true. Words can definitely create a reality for you. So what we want to talk about tonight is, what reality do you want to create within your life? You're always creating. You're creating things that you want, and you're creating things that you do not want. And so the purpose of higher consciousness is to have us really connect with things that we're doing and saying that are creating our realities, and we're not really in touch with that. So this show is to bring you back to, like I said, the original consciousness that we had as children, because as children, we were definitely aware and more conscious of the things that we did, because we had just come over from the other side. So I would like to open up the phone lines to anyone who would like to join in the conversation. The telephone number again is 1-818-572-8080. 1-800-273-8123. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, what do the words I am mean to any of you in the listening audience? Have you really thought about the fact that those words are very powerful? Has anyone in the listening audience really been able to see how he or she is creating his or her own reality? Has anyone in the listening audience really been in touch with the fact that the words I am come from I am that I am, which is another name for the Most High? I am very, very interested in hearing from you in the listening audience. If you would like to join in this conversation and give your feedback or your comments regarding that, I'm just so very proud of what I'm seeing happen on OWN, because Oprah is now really exposing lots of people to metaphysical and spiritual concepts, not just religious concepts, but to metaphysical and spiritual concepts, and people are now seeing how they have created things in their lives that have not been to their liking. But the really positive thing that I see that's really happening with Owen is she's giving you solutions. She's not only showing people how they've created drama, karma, trauma with her guest speakers and her different shows. They provide holistic, non-judgmental solutions. And with each of the speakers and guests that she's had on her show, each one has provided an uplifting message. And I'm so very proud of the work that she's doing. And that's the purpose of Higher Consciousness as well. The purpose is to uplift you, to inspire you, and to encourage you, and to have you see that you are wonderful, wonderful beings that are here on this planet to create something that's really, really powerful. So, do you know that when you use those words, I am, as I mentioned before, everything has to fall into alignment. And when I talk about alignment, I'm saying that you're falling into spiritual connection with the being that you call God or Jehovah or Allah. And a lot of times people give away their power. And in all the religious texts that I'm familiar with, the Creator has given you a text that you can use to create the type of life that you want. And that information is not religious, it's spiritual. And what has happened is that people give up their power. They give up their power to the government. They give up their power to their bosses. They give up their power to their mates. I hear people really, really concerned about the economy. And I heard something that Michael Beckwith said, and he was one of the presenters in the DVD, The Secret. And I love this phrase that he said. It was just so powerful. He said something recently at a workshop that he had at a church in another state. And he said, nothing in the universe has changed. There is no recession in heaven or in the place outside of this planet called Earth. Nothing has changed. But people feel as if, because of what they see on the news, that the government dictates to them and determines whether or not they will have an abundant lifestyle. And if you will watch financial news, every day or every other day, a millionaire is being created in this country. So obviously that is not true in terms of the government dictating to you or creating your financial reality. It only becomes true when we don't understand and know about the I Am presence within us. When we choose not to call on that I Am presence, which is within as well as without. And a lot of times when we are in situations, we make appeals to Jehovah, to Allah, to God, to the Universal One, whatever name you call the being that you consider to be the creator of your existence. We appeal to this being as if this being is not a part of who we are. And that's a fallacy, because it is you. You came from the Supreme Being. And this being has said in all the spiritual, metaphysical texts that all of the powers that it has, that he has, you also have. And people say that when they're in the temples, when they're in the mosque, when they're in church. And then on Monday, they start having concerns about mundane things, like the bills and their car payments. But when we're in these religious institutions, church or the mosque or whatever, we're making prayer or salat or whatever, we're filled with the emotion, and we're filled with the spirit, and we believe and we believe, and we know that we are part of that I Am presence. We really believe and understand and feel that we are connected to that I Am presence. We are excited about being connected to that I Am presence. And then Monday comes along, and we go back to living life as we had lived it prior to coming to church or going to the temple or going to the mosque on Sunday or Saturday. So that Higher Consciousness is a show that's wanting us, my purpose is to have us remain connected to that presence, to remain connected to that knowingness, and to know that I Am is always within us, and that I Am never, never, never forsakes us. That presence can never forsake us because we are that, and it is us. So I Am that I Am. And when we truly, truly have this become an integral part of our being, when this permeates all of our cells, when this becomes so natural to us, when we wake up, we think it, we breathe it, we smell it, we feel it, then our world changes within an instant. Our bodies that may have become ill become instantly healed. Our financial worlds change immediately. Our relationships change and transform immediately. And the change is not external. And that's where I think the fallacy lies as well. Because most of us think we have to change things on the outside of us. And I say now, and I've come to this awareness, that everything on the outside of us is a reflection of what is going on within the inside of us. So if our world is chaotic, it's because the internal world is chaotic. And like I had mentioned last week, when we get up in the morning, it's very important that we take that time to be still and to go within and nurture that relationship that is within us with our I Am presence, the God presence within. It's very, very, very important that we do that versus jumping out of bed and running hurriedly to connect with someone outside of us. Once we connect with that God presence within and know who we are, and I'm not talking about religion because there are a lot of religious people who don't follow this, and there are some spiritual people who don't follow this, but I'm saying to all of us, once we connect presence within, then we don't have to be worried or concerned, because once we connect with that I Am presence, the world will flow. Everything within us will flow. I see we have a caller. Greetings. How are you? Hello? Hello? Okay. So when we create things, we want to make sure that we are aware of what we're creating. If you say, I'm going to be sick, that happens. I know of people who say, I'm going to catch a cold in the fall. Every fall, I get sick. So I know I'm going to be sick. And those same people end up, you know, getting prepared, getting the flu shots and all of those things as well. And I'm not encouraging nor discouraging people to get the flu shots. That's an independent decision that each person has to make for him or herself. But I am saying that those words create your reality. And what happens? The flu knocks on their door every October and says, hi, Marie, I'm here. I'm here just like you proclaimed that I would be here. And then people who have claimed this, they claim that I am, because remember, those two words are your God essence. So your body and everything in your life has to follow that. Because that's a spiritual command. You are saying to the God within you, this is what I want to be my reality. So the flu has to show up. When people say, I am broke, it has to become their reality or remain their reality. And on the other side, the spiritual being that I call God or the universal one or Allah may have had lined up for you some inheritance that you don't even know about. We only think we know how all of our money can come to us. There are over a million ways in which our money can come to us. Why? How do I know that that is true? Because we come from the Most High God. And there are gazillions of ways in which this being has a way of presenting opportunities to you that you haven't even thought of. Because remember, we have a finite, a limited understanding of all the options and opportunities. We can only see money coming to us for the most part. Most people can only see money coming to them through known sources, which would be their jobs, their mates, their friends, the lottery, or something that they are familiar with. So then, the universal one, God, Allah, Jehovah, has to confirm your belief. This being cannot step outside and do the miraculous because your belief says, my money can only come through my job, through my mate, through the lotto, or through some known source that my eyes, which give me limited vision, can see. So if I don't have it within my understanding, then I won't be open to the unlimited possibilities that the I am within me has in store for me. So then you know what happens. We then start blaming God or Allah or Jehovah and say, well, God, I keep asking you for these resources to show up. I keep asking you for a raise for my job. I've asked you for money to come through the lotto. I've asked you for money to come through this particular source. It hasn't shown up. And I keep praying, and my prayers have not been answered. But on a metaphysical level, the Most High God said, well, the amount of money that you wanted could not come from those sources because those sources were limited. I had far more money in store for you, but you were not open. You were not open to the I am presence within you. You shut me down. You shut the I am within you, which is part of me, down. You locked me out. So therefore, I had to give you what you were expecting. So when I look at my clients' lives, when I look at my life, I've seen how I have blocked and locked God out. Because a lot of times we dream and think too small. if the Most High, if the Creator of the universe, if Jehovah, if Allah had granted that wish, we'll be knocking on the door next week. Okay, God, all right, I need some more. So what the I Am presence within you, within, is saying to each of us, I am the Creator of the universe. Think big. Have big dreams. Think outside of the matrix. Think outside of the box. Don't think small. Your wish may not have come or your prayer may not have been answered because I have something bigger in store for you. Because I know if I grant this teeny, teeny get by wish or prayer, it won't be sufficient. So that's the reason sometimes the prayers are not answered or they're not answered on time because the Most High God knows that's too small. You're thinking too small. And this presence wants you to think big, outside of the box, and be very, very excited about all the unlimited possibilities. There's so many possibilities that lie in store for us. If we could only just get out of the way and allow God, the Most High, the creative source, the I Am presence that you are, there's no separation because God is within you and you are part of God, so there's no separation. But if we would allow this presence just to flow through us, we can get the things that we want on a larger scale. Again, the number is, if you would like to join the discussion, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, my name is Professor Franklin, and I am the host and creator of Higher Consciousness, and the topic tonight is I Am That I Am. Now, another thing that I want us to look at when we're talking about the word I Am, because it's very interesting. Like I said, I'm a metaphysician, and I have my own clinical practice in psychology, and I see clients. But I've been in the field of metaphysics for over 25 years, and I'm seeing now, I'm so pleased that I'm seeing people now be open to dealing with the area of metaphysics. It has nothing to do with religion. It just means that you have a belief, an understanding, and acceptance of things that you cannot see, which is the presence of the Universal One called God, the Creator, a Jehovah. Because a lot of times people say that they believe in this force, but because things on the third dimensional level, which I call Earth, are more tangible, and they can see those things, and they can't see the things that the Universal One has in store for them, they then get sucked back into the matrix. Matrix thinking is controlled thinking. It's the thinking that is promoted through the news media. It's the thinking that's promoted through reality shows. It's the thinking that's promoted through any controlled organization or institution to keep you from being a free thinker. So those institutions and organizations definitely benefit when you're not a free thinker, because when you are a free thinker, you will question. And once you question, you would then see what is true and what isn't true. Truth is universal and never changes. The universal truth with a capital T is the essence of what the universe is made of. And that comes from Jehovah, from God, from Allah, any name that you want to give the being that exists outside of you. And also the being that exists within you, because there's no separation. So if something feels very light when you hear it, that means that is true. because the God within you, the universal one within you, the I am within you, never, ever, ever, ever lies to you. That presence, that energy, that force that I know to be real and that everyone knows to be real, that supersedes religion, that has absolutely nothing to do with religion, which is a controlled concept derived by man, that force never lies to you. And if it feels like it's a kick in the stomach, if someone is talking with you or talking to you and you feel uncomfortable or uneasy, and if it's a, it feels like something is going awry within your stomach, then that is not a universal truth. So that's the litmus test for you to determine if something is true, because you would know within your being, you can feel it, and you would know that it's light. It isn't cumbersome. It isn't heavy. It's light. So that I am presence, which you were born with, you can never, ever, ever get rid of that. That is who you are. Last week I was asking people, who are you? And as I said, a lot of people have been told who they are, and they've accepted that as their roles. They've worn that as a coat, and they put it on even though it doesn't fit. They've been told that they should be mothers. A lot of women have been told that their role is to be mothers or wives or to be subservient. And even though in their hearts it didn't feel good, it didn't feel right, they accepted that. Why? Because that was the thought of the mainstream within not only this country, but around the world. And what is so refreshing is that both men and women are redefining what that means, what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a female. So a lot of women now are redefining that for themselves. They know that they can be complete and whole without being a mother, without being a wife, and they can be complete and whole if they choose to be a mother. And if they choose to be a wife, it is their choice. So women now are redefining this role for them. Why? Because they're listening to the I am presence within. Whenever you listen to the I am within you, you would never, ever, ever go wrong. Why? Because that's the core. That's the God essence. That's the Allah essence. That's the Jehovah essence that loves you unconditionally. When you listen to the I am, you then dance to your own drummer. You then no longer allow people to put their program on your computer and dictate to you who you are, who you should be, how you should look, how you should think. I'm looking at reality shows, the commercials for them, because I don't look at television like that, and I've become extremely, extremely concerned because I see a lot of the women being portrayed on these shows in a very, very negative light. The trend now is to have women portrayed as treacherous, as combative, as narcissistic, as only materialistic, and lacking values. And that is not who we are as women. None of my friends fit that stereotype. But surprisingly, I'm seeing now, because I teach also at the college level, that some young women now believe that is who they are, and they believe that is what they should strive to be, because they want their one moment of fame on television, and so they're now seeing those women who are on those reality shows, and for the most part who are acting, but they are emulating those negative behaviors or those low vibrational behaviors. So once we really know who we really are, once we understand that we are made in the image of the Creator and that we are divine, that we are prosperous, that we are beautiful as we're women, if we're women, and that we are handsome if we're men, that there is nothing that we cannot achieve, once we really, really, really know that, and once we really, really understand that, and once we really, really, really become that, then there's nothing that can control you. Because the most universal one, God always says yes to the highest possible dreams that you have. Why? Because that being placed those dreams within your heart. You came from that. So once we truly understand that, once we know who we are, once we know that the I am is who we are, and once we flow from that energy, there is nothing that can stop us. Sickness has to leave your body. Once you truly understand that and stay focused on that reality, because that was promised to you, once you understand who you really are and the I am presence and that you have that 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, you have to become prosperous. Because why? The I am says that. It's whispering within your ears and saying to each and every one of us, you are powerful. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are everything that is positive. You are everything that is wonderful. You are made in the image of the Most High. So there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you cannot do or be or have. Okay? I have a caller, two callers. Hello? Hello?
Someone just said they were muted. I'm not muted.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you, Sherry?
I'm doing well. I think it was a gentleman who said he was muted.
Oh, okay. I just tried to plug someone in. I'll get to him next, I guess, because I called.
No, I just wanted to say thank you again. Another great show.
Yeah, well,
I'm
thank
enjoying.
You. Thank you. So do you have anything that you want to contribute?
No, but since I've been sitting here listening to you, I just wrote a couple of IMs and put on my desk, so thank you.
So what IMs have you written?
I am successful. I am abundantly wealthy now. I am that I am. And these will also help me to remember, also not to get caught up in all this earthly minutia, if you will, and to stay on track, and that from now on, before I get on with my day, too, I'm going to start using that phrase, I am that I am, as I meditate. I usually say the Father and I are one, but I'm going to start saying I am that I am, I am.
I think
I am that I am.
That is so powerful. And I'm so happy now that people are embracing this concept. As I stated before, I was familiar with this over 25 years ago. And when I would say it, and the people in my circle would say it, people will look at us as if we had committed a crime. They thought we were heretics, and they would say, oh, my gosh, you can't say that. And now we've come into the age and stage of enlightenment when we
yes.
know that we are made in the image of God, and we are children of the Most High God, and we are that. We are God in expression on this planet. How can God best be here except through us? So we are that. We are I am that I am. And I'm so
right,
happy.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy that you joined in, Sherry. Thank you so
oh,
much.
Of course.
Let me see if this other person is now on, is able to talk. And then I will come
okay.
back to you as well. Okay.
Oh, hold please. Time.
Hello? Hello? Is someone there? Okay, so I guess this person is maybe wanting to connect at some other point in time. At this point, I just want to have a commercial, and we will be back in 1 minute.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for joining us again. For those of you who have joined us for the second time, I truly appreciate you, and I'm so thankful for you. And I'm going to plug in my friend again, my very dear friend, Sherry, so we can continue our conversation. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you? That was a great commercial. I really enjoyed it. So Oyende Enterprises, we have worked with Oyende Enterprises. Folks need to know where they can also get the product.
Yes, I have another mini commercial, too, to talk about one of the products we have called Peace Be Still, which is online as well, and they can get it from the same website. And the information is also on the page when people click on the link if people would like to have private sessions with me, counseling sessions, because I'm a life coach as well, and I do telephone conferences over the phone. So I'm very interested in talking with people because, as I said last week, I'm so committed to teaching everyone what I know and how to improve and enhance their lives. And this is the time, so I have Reiki classes that I teach. I have energy medicine classes that I teach. I have private counseling sessions that I do in person as well as over the phone that have really been powerful for my clients. So if anyone is interested, please give me a call at 770-808-8098. Okay, so we're getting back to what we were talking about in terms of I am. Did you make that connection before in terms of seeing how powerful those words were, and when we say I am, that we speak things into existence?
Yes, absolutely. And it's something that I too knew a while back and was using, and somehow let all this earth stuff, the linear stuff, get in the way. And it's great to be reminded again that that's what I need to do. So, yes, and it also makes you feel good. It sort of like kind of takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. I always love the way that you put things, because it's just so inspirational and inspiring for people and motivational, because it does take your breath away. And the thing that I really, really love about this is that the Supreme Being is telling us, if you don't like your world, you can change it. I gave you the tools to change your world. Yeah, and life and death begins with the tongue. And that is a saying, I know this within Christianity and probably within other religions. People say that all the time, but yet and still, what do? They give up their power, like I said, to the government, to their bosses, to their spouses. Oh, I am tired, or I am broke, or I would never be successful, or I am fat, or I am old. So the universe has to say, yep, you are fat, okay? You are old. You are this, because remember, I am is a spiritual command, so I have to give you what you claim is your reality. And the divine being will not override your will. And that's what people don't understand sometimes. And I had to really re-remember, because I knew that coming into this planet, but I had to re-remind myself that our words create our realities. And the thoughts create the words, and then the behaviors. And then we blame God and everything else, because things don't follow the way, well, they don't flow the way we think that they should. But we've spoken into existence the opposite of what we truly want. So the purpose of higher consciousness of this program is to have us become more aware. The purpose of the program is to have us become more in the moment and to become more mindful. Because we're doing things a lot of times in default, and we're in automatic pilot, and we're not thinking. So, and we're not connecting the dots. So after this show, I want everyone to really think about what I'm saying and put it to the test. Just test everything that I'm saying on all of my shows. Just say, I heard Professor Franklin say this. Oh, let me put this to the test. Let me see if what she is saying is true. Let me say I am successful and hold that thought and hold those words and don't think any other thought and don't say any other words. Let me just hold that for 30 days. Let me go on a fast of negative thoughts. Let me get rid of negative thoughts. I'm fasting from negative thoughts. I'm fasting from negative words. I'm fasting from negative programs on the television. I'm fasting from the news, which will make so many people upset and have high blood pressure. I'm fasting from the things that don't bring me joy. And that's the irony. Why do we do things that don't bring us joy? We keep doing these things that make us unhappy. And when the I Am presence is saying, all you have to do is trust this voice within. I am showing you, you can have whatever you want. The God presence never says no. It never says no. If you look back and see the things that you were denied, it was because we asked the wrong questions. The universe wants you to ask the right questions. Not why these things are happening, but what is the nature of what you want? Michael Beckwith, the African-American minister in The Secret, talks about that. He talks about ask the correct questions. The universe is asking us to ask the right questions. And we keep asking disenfranchised questions. Oh, why me? Why is this happening to me? And I can speak from experience, because I've been at the wailing wall many times. And I think God is saying, here she is again, wailing. And doesn't she know I'm going to give her what she wants? If she asks empowered questions. She's asking disenfranchised questions. Why is this happening to me? As opposed to, what is the nature of prosperity? That's what I want. I want prosperity. So why am I not asking that question? I'm talking about, why has this not happened for me? So the universe keeps saying, you're right, it hasn't happened, so I keep getting the things that are not happening for me. So we're asking the wrong questions, because God always gives you the best of what you want. The Most High always gives you the best. Allah, Jehovah, the Supreme Being, always, the universe always gives you the best, because that's what it wants for you. The universe wants you to be happy. It's not this punitive God sitting up on the throne, judging you and sending a bolt of lightning to you. Okay, all right, Jamila, you didn't do this right, so I have a scorecard. That is not what is going on. But we have listened to Orthodox religion, which tells us that is the case. We've listened to the government. We've listened to these external forces, and we've shut down the God within us that's telling us that is not true. So my purpose now, and I'm on this path with everybody else, I do not get it right every single day, but I'm committed to it. And when I fall down, I get up, I cry, because that's part of being human, and that's something, too. I've had a discussion with some people recently, and I said, yeah, I shed tears because I'm releasing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with shedding tears. And if you have people around you or in your space who will not allow you to release, you need to think about getting some new people in your circle, because you're not going to be there permanently. The I am within you is saying it's okay to release. All the avatars and the mystics all shed tears. Jesus wept. So if they did it, it's okay for men as well as women to release. Tears are just a form of release, and they allow you to free yourself up to be available to the I Am presence, to be open, to receive. And I know people who are really in their heads, and I see them shutting down a very important part of them, which is going to allow love to flow through. So my purpose is to really allow people to be free. And would you like to share something else, Sherry?
I've just been listening in awe. Thank you so very much. It's been wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I really, it's just terrific. Nice, really nice.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you, because we have these enlightened, high vibrational, spiritual conversations. And it's not that other people don't have those conversations, but we have those conversations because we're looking for the good in all situations, and we're being honest with ourselves and where we are on our journeys, because it serves no purpose for me when I work with my clients for people to not be truthful with where they are, because there's no judgment. There are people who feel that they have to pretend that they're sanctimonious and that they have everything in place and all ducks in a row. The avatars didn't have that. So how can we think that we are going to have that? That's what life is. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. But the beautiful thing about it is that you have the I Am presence within you, the Most High, the universe within you, saying it's okay. I'm not judging you. I'm going to guide you and allow you to have the life that you came here to live. The I Am presence is saying, I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am kind. I am compassionate. I am loving. I am thoughtful. I am graceful. I am in charge of my universe. That's
nice.
That's who we are. That's who we are. We are not the things and the distortions that we see on television. We're not mean. We're not hateful. We're not distrustful. We're none of those things. We've been programmed to be those things. Why? Because then the powers to be can control you. And once they realize that they cannot control you, and once you know who you are, you can have anything. Because that was the promise that was given to you when you came here. from that being, whatever you call it. So man cannot take from you what the universe, what the Most High, what the divine presence put in your spirit and breathed into your nostrils when you were born. No one can take that from any of us. We have to willingly give it away. And you know how we willingly give it away? We are programmed by the mass media. We're programmed to fear. And we give up our power every single day when we allow fear to dictate to us, when we remain in jobs that no longer serve us, when we remain in relationships that no longer serve us, when we allow people to be abusive to us, when we are abusive to ourselves, because we're no longer listening to the I Am presence that says, you are perfect. You are divine. You are made in my image. I love you. And that's what that presence says to us. But we've drowned it out with fear, which is false evidence appearing real. So I invite people to join us for the next show. And I have another commercial before we leave.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I have my near and dear friend, Sherry Tucker Brown, who's calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And I just want to remind everyone that Higher Consciousness will be on every Monday evening, and the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023. And starting next week, the show will be expanded to 90 minutes. The guest speaker next week will be Dr. Shay Wills, fondly known as Dr. Shay, and she's a phenomenal naturopath and artist. She's my personal naturopath, which is a natural physician. Nice. And a very, very, very dear friend of mine. And my next week's topic is living a divine life. And for those of you who are interested in joining my Facebook page, there is a Facebook link at the bottom of the page if you're on the internet, or you can just put in my name, and it's Jamila Franklin, J-A-M-E-L-A, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, or you can call me at 770-808-8098 with your information, and I would definitely link you in because I have a Facebook group called Higher Consciousness. I am so proud to have had this opportunity to share this moment with you. I am just so honored that you joined us this evening, and hopefully you will continue to join us and invite some more friends to the show. Until next week, this is Professor Jamila Franklin sending you much peace, light, and divine love. And take care.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me.